Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 11. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Motivation Wednesday, and today we're up to the letter C. And the letter C is compromise. Now, I know you guys are thinking, compromise? Like, wait a minute, like, you're trying to motivate me with this word? Well, here's where I'm going to share with you what compromise means in regards to what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is to not compromise your goals. So don't compromise your goals. A little quote from Anais Nin. If you limit your choices only to what seems possible or reasonable, you disconnect yourself from what you truly want, and all that is left is compromise. Nice little quote to start this podcast off with. So sometimes in life, we compromise with people to make things better in certain situations, right? Now, when it comes to our goals, we should never compromise those. And here's why. I'm going to give you 5 reasons. Number one, you should always be around people who will push you to strive for greatness. Number two, when you compromise, you're mentally telling yourself your goals aren't important to accomplish. Number three, compromising your goals for someone else is being selfish to yourself. Number four, knowing yourself and how important things are to you is imperative. And number five, you are preventing yourself from growth mentally by pushing your goals to the side. So those are 5 things that I thought about. And those are just a few, but there are plenty more reasons. But you get my point. You get my drift, right? Okay, so the biggest thing that we all deal with later on in our lives is regret. And when you start to reflect on your life, when you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever age you are, you're going to question yourself and say, well, why didn't I go after that? Or why didn't I go down this road and choose to do this? Or why didn't I pursue my passions and what I love and what I'm good at and things of that nature? So when you have opportunities to do things that you want, do it now and not later. Because you may not be able to do it if you hold off on it for too long. Now, if you have family members and friends who are hindering you from achieving your goals, you have to take a step back and reevaluate how much value they provide to your life. Because they have to be willing to understand that you're trying to get somewhere that, well, is bigger than them and bigger than what you're thinking in your mind. And also, you know, you have significant others that may prevent you from accomplishing your goals. So you also have to think about them and if they're providing value to your life and if they will support you in your future endeavors. So these are things that we really have to keep in mind. You know, you have to take time to think about your life, who's in your inner circle, and whether they're pushing you to be the greatest person possible. And if not, then it's time to meet people who will provide that value to you. And sometimes the closest people to you are toxic and they don't want to see you succeed because, well, they can't do what you're doing. And that's the cold hard facts. It's the honest truth. It's not easy, you know, to, you know, go after what you want to go after in regards to your goals. And you're going to have people who are going to try to slow you down. You're going to have the distractions. You know, if you've got the friend that doesn't understand what you're doing and why and all that, you can't keep them around. Sorry to bust your bubble. as they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. That has a lot of truth to it. And, if you're trying to, strive for something bigger, you need to be around people who are doing the same things. And since I've moved to the West Coast, I'm thankful that I have neighbors who, they're much younger than me, but they're all striving for something bigger. So they push me and inspire me in a lot of ways. And having those conversations, that helps a lot. They're working, on music and photography and filming and, a variety of different things. People that are writing scripts and films and, people who want to write books and things of that nature. So, it's more fulfilling for me to have those conversations with them than it was to have conversations with people back home. And, I've gotten more support within the 2.5 months I've been here than the other four where I've been, busting my ass to really get to where I want to be. So excuse my language, but it's my truth here. To be really honest, none of this has been easy for me. And none of it's going to be easy for you either. And that's why I don't want any of you to compromise your goals, for other people. So if you got the family member that wants to hang out or the friend that wants to go to the party or wants to go out to eat and all that stuff, you got to sit and think, well, what's more important? What do I want to do more? Can I carve out a little bit of time? Can I do both? Well, I'm going to be honest. A lot of times you're not going to be able to do both. It just is what it is. And I have friends who get it, who understand that. Well, you're not going to see me much. We're not going to hang out as much as you think we should. So that's just part of it. They get it. They know the deal. And my family, they know. Some events I'm going to show up for, but most of them I'm not. Because I have work to do. And you guys aren't helping me to get to where I want to get. So guess what? Seeing you is the sacrifice that I'm making to push harder to where to get to where I need to be. So you're going to have to, push yourself harder than you'll ever have to if you're really trying to get to where you want to be. And the minute you start compromising what you want to do in your life, you're not going to see the results that you want. And you're going to think back and you're going to go, damn, I should have did this, or I should have did that, or I could have did this. You don't want to get to that place where should have, could have, would have, but didn't. It's one thing you don't want to do. So whatever it is that you're working toward right now, don't compromise for anything, for no reason. Not for anyone. Unless you have kids, that's a different story. That's probably about the only exception I can honestly say. But other than that, don't do it. Understand and know that your greatness will be determined on how hard you're willing to work. I'm spending my evenings recording these podcasts for a reason. Because I need to share certain things. So Monday, I can give you what's on my mind. But Wednesday, I got to push you guys to get to where you need to be. Because I'm pushing myself. I'm holding myself accountable. And I want you guys to be able to do that too. I don't want you to depend on other people to hold you accountable. You got to hold yourself accountable at the end of the day. And Fridays, I don't mind sharing, you know, how I write my books and why, and reading little excerpts. That's fine. I got to give you different aspects of me on a week-to-week basis. Can't give you the same lame stuff. That gets boring, you know? Try to keep these podcasts as entertaining and as insightful as possible. Be short and brief and not drag it for too long. So remember, don't compromise your goals, ladies and gentlemen. Get to work. Do what you gotta do. Work your butts off to get to where you need to be. And with that said, that's my podcast for today. Stay tuned on Friday, Book Insight, Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 3. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.